Good morning. Welcome to One Family, One Focus, Save 1 Million Children in a Month, Impact Lunch Break. I am your host today, Sherlette Warren. Silas King is giving the reins over to me this morning because we're actually going to start something new here. With Hidden Hunger Global, we wanted to make sure that all of our ambassadors and partners that are listening in had an opportunity to hear from member support. And so once a week, we've started a segment that's going to be called Back Office Basics, and that's what we're doing today. This is the launch episode of Back Office Basics with Samantha Belke. And Samantha is the Back Office Systems Specialist with Hidden Hunger Global. And during this segment, she's basically going to share tips for ambassadors on how to navigate the back office and replicated site resources. And so today we're going to be going on over things like, do you know how to log in? Do you know how to change your personal information? Entering customers or setting up an auto ship after a power pack purchase. Listen in as she goes over these basics today. But before we go to Samantha, we wanted to make sure that as you guys are listening, that you're aware of some of the things that are coming up. Tomorrow, make sure that you check in to the World Impact webinar. That's going to be tomorrow, Thursday, and they actually have those webinars every Thursday, so make sure that that you're listening in and plugging into that. And also, something that we want to make sure that the ambassadors are aware of is the Morning Glory Inspiration Call. That takes place every morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, and you can wake up and start your day with some of our top leaders. These calls are quick, refreshing ways to get motivated for the day, and you can join every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. And it's only a 30-minute segment, but it's just a great way to start today. And of course, as you are aware, we have the corporate vision call. That's the first Monday of every month. We had one earlier this week, and it was an outstanding call. Duncan announced the big Happy New Year partner revolution, and before people were saying that possibly he lost his mind, but as you guys heard, he's actually quite genius in what he's wanting to do to launch off that promotion. And I hope that all of you are taking advantage of that. As you know, the components of that, he's doubling the personal sales commission for the month of January. So that means that as an ambassador, you can earn up to 30% on every CSP purchased by you and your partners. So, and then on top of that, he's going to double the advancement bonus for every ambassador that achieves $8,000 in organizational sales volume. So a lot to get you motivated going there. As you know, this is a rare opportunity that we have to share in saving the lives of children and impacting communities all around the world. But as I mentioned, without further ado, I wanted to introduce Samantha as she goes over some of the back office basics. And so, Samantha, have you joined us on the call?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Well, how are you today, Samantha?
I'm doing well. Just wanted to kind of, you know, thank you guys for the opportunity to be able to come on and talk a little bit at length of what's going on with the back office and getting everybody familiar with the tools that Hidden Hunger Global has in order to help you guys be able to succeed in both building your business and furthering the mission of being able to save the lives of children. So wanted to kind of take a minute to give you guys the opportunity to either get a pencil and paper or pull up your laptop or your tablet or, you know, be at your desktop and kind of be able to walk through this, because it's a unique way that we're going to do this, because it's more of a visual that we're going to do as an audio. So this way you
right.
can open up two tabs. You know, you could have Blog Talk going, you know, after the fact and be able to walk through, hear what I say and then say, okay, you know, now I see it. So I'm actually sitting at my computer and I have, you know, the back office pulled up. So what I want to start with is first, you know, if you've just signed up and you've become an ambassador, you're going to get an email. You're going to get a welcome email. And one of the ways that you can sign in to your back office is through that welcome email. You're going to have a link at the bottom, and when you click on it, it's going to go to the sign-in screen, and you're going to enter in your member ID number or your username, and you're going to enter in either the password that you chose or the temporary password that was sent to you. So you can, you can sign in that way, or you can take that information that's in the welcome email, and you can go to hiddenhungerglobal.com and click on sign in, and you can sign in that way. So again, like I said, there's two ways that you can sign into your back office. So once you've entered in, your username and password, and you've entered in everything, you're there. So you're going to come to the overview page. And the first thing that I want to cover, because everybody's kind of like, how do I set up my replicated site, or how do I change it, or how do I change my password? How do I set up my direct deposit if, you've signed up for having checks? So that's what we're going to do here is on the overview page, you're going to see a whole bunch of information. And the first time you see it, I always tell everybody, it's not hard to learn where to navigate. It's just everybody has to learn the first time. Anything that you do that's new, you just got to learn the ropes. If you had a telephone, that you didn't know how to, you went from a flip phone to a smartphone. Obviously, you're not going to know how to use the smartphone as soon as you get it. So take the time, explore the back office, get to know the resources that are there. So that's going to help you in your first step of being successful.
Right, Samantha. One of the things that you've always told me is that the back office isn't necessarily complicated. It's just tedious.
Yes, tedious. That's always my favorite because that kind of breaks the ice of being like, okay, well, how do I do this? Well,
right.
That's what member support is for. We will help you. We can muscle memory. We know where to go, click, 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 click. And we don't mind talking a little bit slower, being able to say, okay, no problem, because everybody's got to have their first time to look at it. So on the overview page, if you want to change your personal information, so let's say you want to change your password because you have a temporary password, under your name, it's going to have a link that says My Profile. So when you click on that link, a lot of other information comes up on the left. It's going to say Edit My Profile, Change Password, Edit Picture. So if you click on, Edit My Profile, that's going to have where you can change, first name, last name, company. Replicated site is where you put what you want after the slash. So if you don't want it to be Hidden Hunger Global / your member ID number or Child Saving Products / your member ID number, you can set that here. So it would say hiddenhungerglobal.com/John Doe, if that's what you wanted it to be. So you could put that there. And you go all the way down to the bottom and click Save. And there, you've set your replicated site to what you want it to be. You want to change your password, you click on the next menu on the left. It's going to tell you, change your password. You enter in what the current password is, enter in the new password, confirm new password, and save. And there, you've changed your password. Just write it down. That way you remember. Because, if you're like me and you've got a couple of different accounts and a couple of different passwords, sometimes it gets a little overwhelming remembering what everything is. So if you have a problem with it and you forget, call us. Because we can look it up and we can help you and we can either reset it or tell you what it is.
And I wanted to interject, Samantha, that changes immediately. That information is updated immediately in our systems, and so we will have that on file. In the event that people don't jot it down like you recommended, they can, like you said, always contact us at Member Support, and we're going to give that number out at the end of the program so that you guys, if you don't already have that, you can make sure that you contact us.
Yeah, and that, like I said, we all have times where we're like going to log in and be like, oh man, what is my password? And you can try a couple of things, and if you get it, great. If you don't, you can have them, send you a request for a new password, or, you can call us. That's totally up to you, whichever you'd like to do. So next, what I kind of wanted to segue into was going for, like, let's say you sign up and you did a power pack. And you don't want to do a power pack as an auto-giving, which is totally fine. I mean, we all understand that. So to be able to set up an auto-ship after doing an auto-giving, it's two steps. You go through the sign-up process and go through, you pick your power pack, you complete the purchase, you get your welcome email, you sign in using the steps, you know, that I just told you. Then you want to go over here to orders, and you'll go down to where it says auto ship and go to the second one, and it'll say my auto ship, and it says add new profile. When you click on add new profile, a screen comes up with all of the available products that we have for monthly auto giving. So here you'll be able to pick the quantity of what you want. So let's say you wanted to do 3. That's one of each product every month. So you would pick that, and I apologize for the pause. I'm also going through and doing this at the same time. So go through and you pick 3 and then hit continue. And it will go through and it'll ask you, you know, to confirm your address, city, state, and payment type, which is going to be credit card. And you go to next. And it'll say set auto ship schedule. Now, here is the important thing, because if you're doing this and you've just signed up, you want to start your auto giving for the following month. So it's January, and you want to set it for February. So on January 6th, you're going to set it for February 6th. That way, it will go through on the next month. It's not going to charge your card today. It will go through and charge it on the 6th of February. So you go through the drop-down menu and put 2, and leave it on, you know, the day of the month, go to 6, the year 2016, and then you enter in your credit card information, and you hit continue, and that will create the profile, and then you're done. That step is finished. And like I said, it's not going to charge your card that day, but when the auto-giving is run on a daily basis, and on that day, when the process is run, it's going to charge your card, and then everything is, you know, great, and that works out. And if you need to confirm it, you know, go back to a different tab. You want to go back to overview, you know, that's fine. You can go back over to orders, and you'll see that profile, you know, under auto ship. And here, if you need to change the date of that auto ship, so let's say 1 month, you're not going to be able to do it on the 6th. You need to do it on the 15th because of the way, you know, payday falls, which is completely understandable. Then you change the date of the next shipment and then hit continue. And if you want to change it permanently to being that day, then you change the day of the month that it falls on. Underneath it, there's another drop-down menu. If you just want to change it once, you just change the date. If you want to change it permanently, where it runs on that new day every month after that, you change both. Then you click save, and then you're done. And the reason why, you know, we're going through all this and explaining it on Blog Talk is because it's not just important for our ambassadors to know how to do this, but it's also important for when you have a new ambassador sign up that you are able to go through and teach them, because it's all about, you know, teaching them to do what you can do. So if you're like, hey, you know what, I totally know how to navigate this, let me show you. And then you're helping them to be successful, which is exactly what we're trying to do.
Exactly. So next, and before you go on to the next step, Samantha, I just wanted to take a minute to interject. If you're just joining us on the call today, I know this is a little bit different format for One Family, One Focus, but as we mentioned at the top of the show, on Wednesdays, we're now doing back office basics with Samantha. And again, this is where she's sharing basic tips for Hidden Hunger Global ambassadors on how to navigate the back office and replicated site resources. We will have these recordings archived. So what she just explained If you missed the very beginning, you can go back and listen to the recording later, and this is definitely something that is duplicatable. And I will repeat, because it's something that Samantha has repeated to me over and over again, sometimes this information is a little bit tedious, but it's actually quite simple when you get it down. But thank you. Anyway, so Samantha, you're about to explain something different.
Yes, ma'am. The next thing, you know, that we want to cover, because first, you know, we covered how to log in. Second, we're talking about you, you know, and how to change your personal information, becoming familiar with your back office and what all these plethora of buttons mean. You know, but what is the main thing that you need to focus on and right now is, like, when you first sign up, is getting, you know, your 20 PSB. You know, you need to have your 20 customers. So in order to do that, you need to know how to enter them in. You know, let's say you've gone out and you've talked to the people in, you know, your circle of influence, and they want to contribute $20 a month to save the life of a child, but they don't have a computer. Or you kind of talk to them on the, at a coffee shop, and they've filled out, you know, paperwork and given it to you, and we're like, okay, yeah, I'm interested in doing this, but I need you to enter it in because, you know, people are busy. It's such a busy society that we live in now. So let's say that you have, you know, a customer application and you need to enter in your customer. So in order to do that, you're also going to do that in the Orders tab. So the Orders tab, the very first button there on the left says New Partner. So when you click that, it's going to take you to the partner application. And you're going to go through and you're going to enter in their information, just like, you know, you did when you signed up as an ambassador, but it's a little bit different because, again, you know, this is for a partner. So you're going to see sponsor information, and it's going to say, you know, your name and your, you know, member ID number. And then it's going to have name, first name, last name, email, their street address, the billing address, contact information, and then account password. So you can enter in something for them that way. You know, if they want to log in and be able to change something, they're able to do that. So when you hit create account, it's going to take you to the shopping cart. And so let's say they signed up for 3 child saving products a month. You go through, you find the monthly recurring child saving products, you enter in the quantity, you hit add to cart, and then go to checkout. And you're going to enter in their credit card information the same as you did, you know, for yourself. And, you know, go follow through with the checkout process, and it's going to charge their card immediately, and it's going to send them an email receipt. So, and I apologize. Like I said, I'm doing this live on my computer, so I'm having to kind of go back and forth, so I apologize for any kind of pauses. Now, let's say that you had a partner who signed up online from your replicated site, which they can do that in, like, the Child Saving Products website, and they can do that on the Hidden Hunger Global, you know, replicated site that you guys have. So you have somebody that did it at, like, midnight. And you're going in the next morning, and you're like, you know, I would really like to know what they did. You know, did they purchase one CSP? Did they purchase a power pack? You know, how do you tell that information? Well, you're going to go to Partner Orders. And here, it's going to show you a list of every partner order that you've had. It's going to show the date, it's going to show their name, and it's going to show the inventory item that they chose, whether, it, like I said, it was a one-time child saving products purchase, it was a monthly recurring, and a quantity. It's going to show you if it was a power pack. Excuse me. And that's where you'll be able to see that. So you can go through, you know, and call them up and send them a thank you and, you know, kind of touch base with them and go through and do that, which is awesome. So another way you can also see that is when you click on all orders, because all orders will show you your personal purchases. So let's say, you know, you signed up with a power pack, you went through and you're now 3 months in of being an ambassador for Hidden Hunger Global. It's going to show you the 3 months of product history that you've purchased. So it'll show the power pack, and then it'll show the 2 monthly recurring that you signed up for, and it will show the purchases of your partners all in one place. So that's how you can kind of keep track of people's names and what they bought and what day they bought it on, and if they signed up, like I said, for a recurring, then you know when their next auto giving is going to, you know, come into play and when to expect it the next month. So the next thing that we wanted to kind of hit was, let me see. We talked about entering a customer. We talked about setting up an auto ship after a power pack purchase. Talked about, you know, how to change your personal information. So next week, I kind of want to talk about how to enter in new ambassadors. You know, because we're really trying to train on the 20 and 4. You know, you want to sign up, get your 20 in personal sales volume, and then in the course of doing that, you're going to be introduced to different people, and some of them are going to want to be partners, and then some of them are going to want to know more about what you're doing and how to be more involved. So, like I said, next week we're going to kind of touch about how to do signing up new ambassadors and understanding reporting and understanding other resources that are here in the back office. So,
right.
Charlotte has a couple of questions.
Yeah, I do. Before we move on, though, I wanted to make sure that we went back to, as you were explaining how to enter customers and set up auto ships after a power pack purchase and those kinds of things. Again, these are all things that we're doing in the back office system that ambassadors have access to when they join Hidden Hunger Global, correct? There are also other ways that people can enter customers, you know, without having to go through the back office. They can do that from the replicated site as well. Is that correct, Samantha?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, a customer can enter you can enter a customer on childsavingproducts.com, hiddenhungerglobal.com, or through your back office. And if you're having any kind of trouble, you know, you can call us and we can enter in the customer for you and process their payment.
Right. Now, when a new partner comes in, how can you tell how many child-saving products they purchased or if they bought a power pack? I think that you went over that, but we've had some new callers come in. And before you answer, I wanted to again mention, if you just joined us, today we are going over the back office basics with Samantha. This is a segment that we're going to be doing every week. And so today, she's covering the basics of, you know, logging in, changing your personal information, entering customers. She kind of gave you some highlights on what we're going to be going over next week, but we wanted to go over these basics today. But, yeah, how does somebody know, again, how many child-saving products a customer purchased? Because I think I heard you say, like, sometimes the customers are, you know, in front of their computer and they might be on that childsavingsproducts.com website or someone's replicated site, and they might, you know, be doing this at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, and you're dozing off and you're adding new partners and wake up and realize, whoa, wait a minute, I've got new partners. How do you check that information again?
Right. You go to the Orders tab on your back office. It's the little shopping cart.
Okay.
And then on the left, there's two ways to check it. You can check it by going to Partner Orders or going to All Orders, and it's going to show their name and the date that they made their purchase, and it's going to show the inventory item that they picked and the quantity. So it'll show either a one-time purchase of 3 or a monthly recurring purchase of, you know, 5, or if they purchased a power pack 35, then it'll show that.
Gotcha. Now, you also explained how to change the auto giving date, and thank you for sharing that information, because, like you said, sometimes when you sign up, it seems like it auto-generates a monthly recurring date for you, but that might not be what you want, just like you said, based upon, you know, checks coming in, that kind of thing. I wanted to know a question that we had from ambassadors in the field is, how can they order more CSPs other than their auto giving?
Right. That's super easy, because if you have signed up for auto giving, but let's say you want to do more that month, then you go over to orders, same tab, because we're all going to play in this particular tab today. And then for our personal orders, like if you want to purchase more CSP or you want to purchase merchandise or paper resources or anything like that, you're going to go to new order. And that's going to take you
okay.
to your personal shopping cart where it sends it to you.
Okay.
So you can go through, you know, and let's say that month, you know, you're doing three on auto giving, but you want to purchase another powder pack. So you would go through and, you know, you'd select what you wanted to do and add to cart and then go to checkout. And, you know, like I said, it'll automatically go through the payment process.
Right. Well, this has just been really helpful, Samantha. I'm glad that you're able to go over all of this information for our listeners today. Now, next week, I know that you plan on continuing, and next week you're going to be covering how to enter a new ambassador, understanding reports, and reading the calendar. Now, entering in a new ambassador is a little bit different than entering a customer. And then with understanding reports, that's things like going in and seeing how many legs you have or what the volume is. Can you kind of give us a little preview of what you will be talking about next Wednesday?
Yes. What I want to go over next Wednesday is going to be a lot of the meat of stuff that will back up, you know, the new promotion, the New Year's Revolution promotion, where you can actually see the dollar amounts for your PSB and for, you know, your organization and in your goal setting, you know, in order to achieve. I want that. I hate it that we are not eligible for that $1,000 bonus, because that would be absolutely awesome.
Oh, I know.
So
wouldn't that be great?
That's what I want to, yeah, that's what I want to kind of set up, and I want to give people some time to get out there and follow the notes from today, kind of explore their back office, and then I don't want to overload everybody, because, you know, if you're just looking at it with fresh eyes, then if I told you everything that I knew all at once, you wouldn't take it with you. So that's why we're kind of doing it in pieces.
Right.
So we want everybody to get out there and focus on, you know, getting their new, you know, partners and being able to enter them into the system and feeling confident with that. And then we'll talk about, you know, how do you set up new ambassadors, because you're going to have to take the information that you got today and teach them the same thing.
And Samantha's referencing the New Year Revolution that Hidden Hunger Global's CEO Duncan Dodds announced this Monday. Enough was not enough, and he expanded the benefits of the January promotion. And so basically what's happening is that any personal sales that you as an ambassador achieve for the month of January, he's going to double the volume. So that means that you can earn up to 30% on every child-saving product purchased by you and your partners. And if that wasn't enough, he also announced that they're going to double the advancement bonus, and that's what Samantha was referencing. So every ambassador that achieves $8,000 in organizational sales volume will also receive $1,000 for that. So this is in addition to all the bonuses and commissions that you earn through Hidden Hunger Global's ambassador program. It started January 1st, and it goes through the end of the month at January 31st. And, of course, you know, there are some terms with that. To qualify for the revolution, you only need to add three new partners with one or more child-saving products before January 31st. And so Samantha, like I said, next week is going to kind of be going over things in your back office that are going to help you as you guys are out there, you know, adding partners and adding ambassadors. And this is just a really, you know, exciting opportunity, a great way to kick off the new year. Now, this is probably something, kind of the transition here a little bit. I probably should have done this at the beginning of the show when I was introducing Samantha. Her title, again, she's part of the member support team here at Hidden Hunger Global, and she is the back office systems specialist, which basically means that she understands the inner workings, the ins and outs of everything technical, does a lot of behind-the-scenes here at Hidden Hunger Global. And I wanted to share this little story about Samantha. She's been with the company, you know, pretty much from the very beginning. And Samantha is a mom of, you know, four kids. She's an outstanding mother. And one day her son came up to her and he was like, you know, wanting to understand, Mom, what is it that you do? I mean, what is your job? Because she goes off to work and he wanted to know, you know, why are you leaving? What is important about what you do? And so she explained to him her role, and she explained to him about Hidden Hunger Global, about what our mission is that we're out saving the lives of children all over the world through the three unique products that we sell, which are the micronutrients, the water filtration system, and the mosquito nets. And she was explaining what we did as a company. And he sat there for a minute and listened to her and looked at her and said, so you're telling me you're a superhero. Now, I think that that's just amazing. Samantha, do you remember that? I mean, I know, how could you forget that? Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that, how your son sees you as a superhero? And really, any ambassador in this company, that's what we are, you know, in the minds of people.
Exactly.
So.
I mean, he was having a hard time, you know, because as a parent and as an employee, you know, I mean, you serve two masters, because your family comes first and your devotion to your job. And I definitely put 150% into my work. And they know that. They see that. And he, like I said, he was having a hard time because I was doing some stuff and following up, kind of, because I research, you know, and there were some letters that are in the back office. I mean, they're in the back office and they're on the website. You know, you go through and you read them. And sometimes, you know, as human beings, like, we have to do something that's visual. You know, I could tell you all day long what we do, but you want to be able to see these products at work, you know, and these letters are there, and I was reading them, and I was going through and kind of researching what these companies were, you know, our co-venture, you know, partners, and going through and seeing what the boots on the ground were doing, because I know what I do, you know, and I know
right
how I mentor and try to teach people how to use the tools, because this is the foundation for making the world a better place. You know, it's proving that you don't have to be part of a big, huge corporate nonprofit in order to make a difference in the world. And so I had pulled up some pictures from Montagna's Hope, actually, and I was showing him the children and them having their little cups and with their porridge, and they had the micronutrients and they were stirring the cups, and I was explaining to him the difference between their food and our food. You know, and how they were having, you know, to work harder to go to school, and the differences between what simple privileges that we take for granted, you know, which seems like a lot for
right.
a 7-year-old, but when you know my kids, it's kind of, it was enough for him to understand. And
right.
like I said, he sat there for a minute, and he's got these big blue eyes and long eyelashes, and you could see the little hamster running. And he was like, so what you're saying is you're a superhero. And I was kind of taken aback for a second because, you know, I don't necessarily see us as superheroes. But at the same time, if I'm a superhero, then that means that everybody on the call, everybody in the field, everybody in the office, both corporate, you know, all the partners, like, we are all superheroes because we're doing things. You know, there's two types of people in the world. There's people who talk about what they want to do, and there's people who actually do it.
Right. That's an excellent point, Samantha.
Yeah, I think, you know, coming into the new year, you know, everybody makes resolutions, and which is cool. You know, and everybody talks about, well, I want to do this to change my life, and I want to do this to try to make my community a better place. And I think focus is more me-centric than us-centric. And by being a part of this company and being a part of this mission, you know, you're doing two things. You know, it's exactly what the mission statement says. You know, you're empowering your own family, and then you are empowering other families to be able to do better for themselves. And by doing
yeah.
that, you know, you are creating a movement. And that is inspirational. That is enough to set the sails to be able to whatever you guys need, call us. email us. You know, we are here Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. If you email us, we get it, you know, and we'll respond. I know a lot of the people listening and a lot of people in the field, you know, they'll call in and they're like, hey, you know, please don't think I'm dumb because I don't get this. And I'm like, nobody thinks you're dumb. Everybody, no question is a dumb question.
Right, exactly.
If we can, we'll answer it. We'll, because we all had to learn it too.
And you know, I wanted to jump in real quick, Samantha, and kind of tag what you said about every ambassador, every partner with Hidden Hunger Global is in effect a superhero. We don't wear capes, and none of us have lightsabers or Jedi skills, but just simple, you know, $20 a month to save the life of a child is a tremendous thing, and there are many of our ambassadors who are doing so much more than that, and the people who, you know, partner with Hidden Hunger Global to help save the lives of children. You know, it's a really remarkable mission. And I wanted to go back a little bit, too, because you were talking about, you know, our co-venture partners. And for those of you who are ambassadors and you've had a chance to navigate the Hidden Hunger Global website, you will see that there is a list of the organizations that we actually partner with to make these events happen to bring the child-saving products. And one of the ones that Samantha mentioned is Montagne's Hope. And that particular organization is focused on providing life-sustaining programs and opportunities to children in Africa. Hidden Hunger Global co-ventured with them to deliver 360,000 micronutrient sachets to children in Kenya, and it supplied a full year of child-saving products to them. And so, again, you know, not wearing a cape, not wielding a lightsaber, but delivered 360,000 micronutrients to children, that makes a difference. You can go to our website to look at some of the other co-venture partners that we're working with to make these things happen. And that's why Samantha does what she does every day in the background as the back office specialist, and that's why we've decided to take time to make sure that you as ambassadors, and even you might have partners listening in on this as well, understand just some of the basics. These are really good informational tips to help you navigate your resources that are available to you to help you to be more efficient in doing what you do. And she's right. You know, that's what we're here to help. To kind of recap today, for those of you who maybe just called in, Samantha covered how to log into your back office, how to change your personal information. And that's anything from, you know, when you joined as an ambassador, you were given a member number, and you might want to change that to be something different, like save a life or, you know, help a child. Those are just some of the ones that are already there. But changing, you know, the URL to your replicated site, changing credit card information, or if you decided that you wanted to do direct deposit. So she kind of went over how to do that, how to enter customers. Again, we're in a new promotion this year, making a new year revolution. Earlier this week when Silas was on the phone, he didn't say Happy New Year. He said Happy New You. And as you guys enter into this year, I hope you're motivated. I don't know, Samantha, I think when you and I talked, you know, everybody's probably seen the Star Wars movie. That was something that was a part of my childhood. And then to go back and see this new episode over the holidays was something that was just really exciting. And seeing again, you know, the resistance, you know, going against the dark forces and all of that. And that was an exciting movie. But again, that was a movie. That was something that was a fantasy. And people lined up to get tickets for that movie. And people lined up to see something that inspired them, to see, you know, good overcoming darkness. And here we are at the beginning of the year, and we have that same excitement with lining up. You know, I just mentioned that we partnered with Montagnes Hope and delivered 360,000 micronutrient packets to children. Having that same excitement as an ambassador for Hidden Hunger Global, being able to do that is a tremendous thing. And so that's why Samantha's kind of helping you to understand how to enter in partners as they join us in this mission, and even setting up auto ships. So those are some of the basics that she went over. Again, next week she's going to be covering some different things, and that's why we want to make sure that you guys are listening in. We are going to keep these segments on archive so that you can check back in and listen with partners or ambassadors as you're adding them over the next several days and weeks, working to achieve the bonus that comes at the end of the month. So, Samantha, did you have anything else that you wanted to add before we close out for today? And I know we've got a lot of listeners in today. Next week we'll probably open up the lines for people to come in and make comments about their experiences with the back office. Since this is the first time that we're doing this segment, we just kind of wanted to do a dry run to make sure that we got the information out to you. But yeah, Samantha, is there anything that you wanted to add before we wrap it up today?
Yeah, one of the things that I wanted to kind of touch base on that means a lot to me. I mean, you know, you spoke about, you know, my son saying that we, you know, we're superheroes, and the amount of CSPs that we deliver to like Montagnes Hope. But if you are out there, you know, and you're talking to people and they ask you, well, what countries have you guys been in, and how many, you know, children have you actually saved? Like, that information is on the website. If you go to hiddenhungerglobal.com and you click on the words "get involved," it's going to show you a graph down at the bottom that has all, you know, the whole world on it, and it says children saved 47,927. And there's little points. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We've been in 9 different countries. Now, that's not saying that we've only been in 9 different places, but these are the actual countries that we've been in. And these are the places where, what's the saying, you know, where angels fear to tread. You know, I mean, people are going out there and they are putting their lives on the line to make other lives better. So it's not just us. It's not just you. It's the people that are in these countries that are devoting their lives to try to keep children from dying so that they can grow up to be another Maya Angelou or another Albert Einstein or, you know, Nelson Mandela. I mean, these are the opportunities that we're opening up, because if they don't have these resources as kids, then they're not going to develop the way that they should. You know, they're going to have more challenges than we could even imagine. And when they get to be an adult, you know, they may not have that fundamental building blocks that we have here in America, you know, because we have fortified food, you know, I mean, we have the right nutrition. We have, the only thing that stops Americans are Americans, as far as that goes. You know, they have environmental issues. So clean water, vector-borne diseases, which is, you know, blood, you know, mosquito illnesses, malaria. You know, they have these problems where, I mean, we can't even imagine, but all we can do is try to focus on making a difference where you can. And if even one life is saved, that one life counts. It makes a difference. So that's, I know that's a little bit of my passion, and I get kind of overzealous about it, and that's what keeps me driven. So if you can set your goals, you know, follow the teachings that, you know, you've heard with Silas and that you've heard with Duncan, and, you know, you set your goals. What are you trying to achieve with Hidden Hunger Global for yourself and for the world? And then learn the back office. Learn how to use that as a business tool, you know, because you're working to make a difference. So it's, you know, it's imperative that you know how to navigate it. It makes it easier for you. It makes it easier for you to teach someone else how to do it. It builds confidence, and it creates more building blocks for you to be successful, for the mission to be successful, for products being delivered being successful. You know, the common core in that is success. So that's, you know, that's why we do what we do. And like I said, next week we're going to cover some other stuff. So we're doing it in baby steps. We're going to do a little bit today, and then over the course of the next few weeks, and we'll open it up with questions. And, you know, I know Silas was talking about if you guys had any questions, you know, you can email them, you know, to us, and we can kind of look over it and see what we want to add. You know, if there's something that you don't know, that you feel like, what was your challenge, you know, that could help somebody else. Because that's part of our business, is relationship, you know, marketing. We're not here for just one person to be successful. We're here for everybody.
And while I have a minute, I did mention that I was going to give that information here at the end of the program. And so for those of you who do want to email questions to us, you can do that at member support, and that's all lowercase one word, the @ member support @hiddenhungerglobal.com. We receive emails every day and try to be as expeditious as possible in responding to those. And if you just wanted to call in, you can contact us at 817-283-0296. As Samantha mentioned earlier, we're here Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, again, that's what we're here for, and that's what we do. Well, I wanted to thank Samantha. Thank you for joining us and for sharing the tips. And we're looking forward to having another episode, episode 2 of Back Office Basics, next week with you, Samantha. And I also wanted to mention tomorrow we're going to have a corporate leader that's going to be leading the call. And we'll keep that under wraps for right now, but look forward to having everybody listen in on that. So join us tomorrow. We've got a segment, basically it's called Corporate Thursdays now. And so looking forward to what our leadership at Hidden Hunger Global is going to share with ambassadors and listeners that are interested in a movement that is saving the lives of children, impacting communities, and transforming nations all around the world. That is Hidden Hunger Global. This is Sherlette Warren again, hosting One Family, One Focus, Save 1 Million Children in a Month. We thank you for joining us today, and look forward to partnering with you in the future as we humbly accept this mantle of superheroes, as Samantha's son said, in reaching children and saving lives. Join us on the call tomorrow, and thanks for listening today.